Penguin Random House Audio presents Celtic Empire, a Dirk Pitt novel by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Nile Flight. Memphis, Egypt, 1334 BCE. Wails of grief drifted over the city like a black aria. The mud-brick dwellings burst with anguish as the sorrow swirled into the night desert, but the winds ferried more than just the cries of mourning. They carried the stench of death. A mysterious scourge had descended upon the land, striking at nearly every household. The young were most afflicted, but not exclusively. The claws of death had grasped even the royal family, snatching the pharaoh himself in their cold grip. Crouched in the shadows of the Temple of Aten, a young woman tried to block the din and odor. As the moon slipped from behind a cloud, casting its glow over the landscape, she rubbed a heavy gold amulet on her chest and listened for sounds of movement. The rustle of leather soles on stone pricked her ears, and she turned to a figure running toward her across the temple's front portico. Her husband, Gaethalos, was tall, with dark, curly hair and broad shoulders. His skin was damp in the hot night air as he grasped her hand and pulled her to her feet. "The way to the river is clear," he said in a low voice. She gazed beyond him. "Where are the others?" "Securing the boats." "Come, Meritaten, let us delay no further." She turned to the shadows behind her and nodded. Three men emerged from along the temple wall, armed with spears and heavy coppish swords. As she followed her husband, they took up a triangular defensive position around her. Gaethalos led them away from the temple entrance.